The American immigrant story usually follows the same basic contours. The first generation holds on tight to their old world traditions. Their children try as hard as they possibly can to become American, and then in the third generation, the grandchildren often turn back to learn from their grandparents' culture. We're at an outdoor farmer's market in St. Paul, Minnesota. An elderly woman chants in the dialect of the Hmong people of Laos. She's wearing a bright purple turban, a black dress with colorful appliques, a bright shiny necklace, and wraparound sunglasses. Next to her is a young man dressed in black with a baseball cap and a jacket. The young man is her grandson, Tu Sai Ko Lee, a rapper and poet in a band called Delicious Venom. The woman is his 70-year-old grandmother, Yuan Chang, a practitioner of the ancient Hmong poetry tradition of Gutia. The Hmong are a tribal people from Laos who supported the United States during America's wars in Southeast Asia. When the wars ended, large numbers of them fled to the United States, where many settled in Minnesota. For Tu Sai, this unusual pairing with his grandmother began to take shape after a visit he made to Southeast Asia to explore his roots.
I had the opportunity to go back to Thailand. I was born on a refugee camp in Nong Khai there. And so it was an amazing experience for me, discovering the arts through poetry, spoken word.
The trip drove him to explore the many varied methods the Hmong use to express themselves artistically.
I knew that I really connected to Gutia in particular, which is Hmong poetry chanting.
And it's little wonder why. His grandmother had been a Gutia poet back in Laos.
When I was growing up, I didn't connect to it. I didn't really understand what it was about. It seemed like something that the elders did only. But I was definitely connected to hip-hop. But when I got a little bit older, I realized that there is a connection from what I do to what she does.
Gutia was giving his grandmother a voice, using poetry to chronicle her experience. It's the same thing he was doing through hip-hop. Stop! Now light this ignition like a rocket. Out of misery brings relief. Babies go to sleep. Out of history brings repeat. Stay within my reach. You are what you eat. So take this meal ticket. Your pride walks tall, but you're still just an infant. Out of misery brings
relief. I felt like it was important to fuse those two art forms together and show to the younger generation to show that I can honor what the elders are doing.
At the same time, he says, performing alongside his grandmother sends an important message to the older generation.
Her teaming with me shows, like, elders that, hey, maybe hip-hop isn't the negative stereotypes that they might think it is. I see my mother working late again, father holding paper tents,
drama on the corner we ignore, but we relate to them, stay within the... For VOA News, I'm Richard Paul. Penetrate the system, now the prison wants to take us in. Listen to my elder folks, cousin loves to sell a smoke, sisters in the kitchen cooking breakfast to the smell of smoke, flea market...